Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm from Jersey at Teeing It Up headquarters in Daytona Beach, Florida. This is Teeing It Up presents the NFL Sunday Sprint for the championship game, conference championship game, Sunday, January 18th, the year 2015. Good morning, Luke Morrow.
Good morning.
Well, I said by this time next week, the Jets may have a coach, and the Jets may have a coach. The Jets do have a coach from the outside, from a non-Jet fan perspective. What are your thoughts on Todd Bowles?
He was a guy that when the Vikings were going through this last year, I was interested in. And I know he was one of the finalists for the Vikings, and he's been talked about when jobs come up over the past couple of off seasons. He's done a good job defensively in the last couple of stops he's been. So, you know, it's tough to judge a guy who's never been a head coach before, but in terms of the resume he's built as a defensive coordinator, I think it's pretty promising, and the Jets continue to stick to that side of the ball.
As you look at it, and by the way, CBS was just given Thursday Night Football again this year.
Oh, yeah.
For this coming season. So that's a big victory for Jim Nance, who wanted this desperately and had been saying for weeks that that he would love the other opportunity. So get ready for those promotions immediately. And now this includes another option, this one for the 2016-2017 season. Now we go to this other story that caught my eye yesterday. There's a problem with the Vikings' new stadium with birds. What is this about?
Yeah, well, you know, they want to build on their new stadium, have the entire roof to be a glass dome. So you could see in, you could see out. But the issue that a lot of people have with that in Minnesota is that birds then can't tell that there's a glass dome, will continue to fly into it, and not only will it lead to a lot of death of birds that people don't like, but also that they could get stuck on top of the roof. So while you're sitting there watching the game, if you look up, you may see a bunch of dead birds up there, and it may not be the most pleasant sight. So surprisingly enough, it has been a big issue up in Minnesota with the building of this new stadium. And I know, as we talked about it yesterday, they're trying to figure out something to do.
Just quickly before we get to the championship games, wasn't this something that should have been taken into account when they did the architecture work for it?
You would probably think, but I guess they didn't think about that, and it wasn't until after they announced, you know, the whole glass roof type thing that these concerns started to come about amongst the locals.
Well, we'll see what happens. This is one odd story in the development of a new stadium for the Vikings. We start with the National Football Conference Championship game between the Seahawks and the Packers. To me, this goes to the same question of last week's game, which is how healthy is Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, and he was good enough against the Cowboys. I mean, some of those throws were incredible, but only four of his 35 pass attempts came from out of the pocket. And I think that's a big part of Rodgers' game. He likes to be able to move back there. Of course, it helps to elude pressure. But, you know, it's a big part of Rodgers' game. He likes to take off at times as well, and that's been eliminated. And for the Seahawks, when they're able to keep the opposing quarterback in the pocket, they've had the fourth best QBR defensively in the league. So, you know, it's a real disadvantage for a quarterback when they're stuck back there, and then the defense can just come after him. So, you know, to me, Rodgers is still the best quarterback in the league. So even a hurt Aaron Rodgers, as we saw last week, is a lot better than a lot of other quarterbacks out there. But you eliminate a pretty big part of his game when he can't move, and that can make it tough, especially against a much better defense today in Seattle than what he faced last week in Dallas.
You know, for me, we've seen the Seahawks have this rise through the playoffs. They've gotten better and better and better and better as the season has gone on. And as you've looked at it and as we've seen this progress over time, it seems like they're hitting their stride in the right time. Tiger Woods has always talked as a golfer about hitting and peaking four times a year for the four majors. It looks like the Seahawks are peaking at the right time. To me, Marshawn Lynch is this kind of hot and cold player. He's cold with the media, but he's hot on the field, and he knows what he's doing. To me, if Aaron Rodgers looks even somewhat like Aaron Rodgers, their ability to run the ball and keep the Packer offense on the field is one of the big keys for this game.
Yeah, that's true. I think the run game for both sides, first with Seattle, I mean, they were able to run in that first meeting, and that's going all the way back to week one. A lot of things have changed, but the Seahawks really dominated the Packers and Aaron Rodgers in that game. And offensively, Seattle was able to run for over 200 yards, average 6 yards a carry. And they should be able to do maybe not the same, but should be able to do well on the ground again against the Packers today, whose defense, to me, is a little weak. On the other side, the Packers offensively, you know, you could help out Aaron Rodgers a ton if you could be able to get Eddie Lacy going, something they couldn't do in the first matchup against Seattle. And, of course, this is Rodgers' team. The offense runs through Rodgers. But you could take a little pressure off of him if you're able to get the ground game going. And also for Seattle, and their 7 losses this year, in those games, opponents are averaging 138 yards a game on 34 carries, which is a little inflated with because the teams are winning and running the ball at the end of those games. But the point being, when you're able to run not only for a lot of yards against Seattle, but just a lot of carries, it works out for teams of late to be able to beat Seattle.
To me, this game was at Lambeau. I think we could be looking at a different outcome, but I think Seattle's just too good at home. It's going to be rainy. It's going to be cold, not cold as in like, you know, -2, but just one of those nasty rainy days that you get in the Pacific Northwest. I think this plays into your hand, plays into their hands, excuse me. And I think that the 12th man, you know, which knows how to put up with that weather, will be there in force. The Packers travel well. Do you think, though, that this atmosphere is just going to be too much in the end?
Yeah, I do agree with you. I mean, if there's any quarterback that I would trust, you know, it would be Aaron Rodgers to be able to win a road playoff game in Seattle like that. But we know how good the Seahawks are at home. And this year the Packers were 500 on the road and outscored. They looked dominant at Lambeau and more like a normal team, an average team on the road this year. So with that said, it is just one game and anything can happen. And I think Green Bay would be a team that could pull off a victory in Seattle, but to me, the home field advantage will play a big part here.
Final thing before we move on to the next game, and I get your pick. These teams played in week one in Seattle, and Green Bay just did not look like they were anywhere organized or together or ready. Obviously, this is a much different circumstance now. But do you think that week one win has any impact on this game for either team?
I think it could contribute to game planning and just adjustments made. I'll tell you one thing. I'm sure the Packers won't be afraid to use the whole field this time because they saw that it didn't work when they stuck to half the field in week one. And you have to be aggressive. You can't play not to lose. You have to play to win. So, you know, things like that, that they may change in their attempts from week one. And I think we may see a little more throws towards Sherman's side.
Your outcome today is?
I got to go with the Seahawks because they're at home.
And I will go with the Seahawks to 31-28, though. I think this is a very close game.
Yeah, I agree. I won't give you a score, but I'll say it's close.
You won't give me a score. Why won't you give me a score?
Because I hadn't thought about it, so I don't really have a score in mind.
All right, there you go. That's a good reason not to give your co-host a score. Finally, we have the American Football Conference Championship game. In the Colts and the Patriots. Look, the way that I look at this game, either the Colts show up and this game is close, or this is a blowout, never-in-doubt victory for the Patriots.
Yeah, and that's the way it's gone in the 3 career matchups for Luck against Brady. I mean, the Colts haven't won. In fact, they got killed each time, average margin of defeat by 26 points in those 3 games. And for Luck, a completion percentage of 53 against the Patriots, 8 interceptions. So he's got to figure out the Belichick defense because they've been very good, especially when they blitz against him. He's a guy that handled the blitz pretty well in his career, but against New England, a completion percentage of under 50 against the Patriots when they blitz him. So, you know, it seems to be a situation where at the moment, Belichick has been able to figure out Luck. And now he's, hopefully for the Colts, was able to make some adjustments this past week, and we'll get the offense going today.
As you look at it, and as we sit here today, this is what I find fascinating about this game. You've got Trent Richardson, who doesn't travel with the team. You've got a reserve offensive lineman who literally missed the flight, which is one of the more bizarre things I've heard of for a long time. As you look at this game, Colts have had a weird week. And, you know, the thought when you play a Belichick team is you have to be focused from start to finish. You got to go through your film study and be good. Do you think, not that these are distractions, but do you think this may be a sign that this was not the most organized week for the Colts?
Yeah, I think so. That's certainly the case. Now, it may not affect the game at all, but certainly not what you wanted to see from the Colts this week off the field with potentially other distractions. And, you know, it's surprising with a guy like Chuck Pagano, you wouldn't expect that the way that seems like that team and organization has been run the past couple of years. But a very interesting situation with Trent Richardson, and then you have a guy missing, you know, the plane. He just can't have those things, especially before playing in the AFC Championship against a team like the Patriots. So, you know, they could block it all out once the game begins. You know, that stuff doesn't really matter. But it could hurt. It could have hurt this past week in terms of preparation and all that.
As we sit here right now, what has to happen for the Colts to win this game?
They were unable to run the ball against the Patriots last time. That would certainly help. They averaged something like 1 yard a carry and abandoned the run game early. But, you know, Dwayne Allen, he didn't play in the matchup earlier this year. Him coming back certainly helps as well, and I think he's going to have a big game. He's played well in the playoffs, and the Patriots have allowed the second most yards this season to tight end. So it's a matchup that Luck could take advantage and certainly will help him out.
You know, as I sit here today, and I sit here, which is, you know, this is very interesting, is that Brady has had these weird playoff games where he just doesn't seem right. You know, we've had the high fives that don't get returned, and it's just an odd feeling. And people question him, and then he comes out the next game or the next week and is fine. And it seems like in this run, Brady and company have had a bad game every once in a while. And if you have a bad game and it comes in the playoffs, you're obviously out most times. Do you think there's any chance that Brady's bad game comes today?
Yeah, I certainly think there's a chance. I mean, there was a great opportunity for them to lose last week against the Ravens. So, you know, the Colts are a good enough team that if they play well enough, I think they can go into New England and beat the Patriots. But it's going to be a tough task, and if Brady is on, it's going to be an extremely tough task. So the Colts are going to have to hope for an off day for Tom or cause it themselves.
You know, what's interesting to me, and you say that, is that we've always talked about Andrew Luck being the next great quarterback. And Andrew Luck himself has not had great games in these days. Don't you feel like if the Colts are going to win this game, they almost need to, you know, if they win the toss, take the ball and try to drive right down the field and get on top quickly? Because I feel like if you get a good start, that may be what it takes to make the Patriots and Brady and company nervous.
I agree with you. If you could get off to a good start and get rolling, that'd be great, because in these past matchups when they've gotten killed, you know, it's the whole game from the opening kick was dominated by the Patriots. They didn't really have a chance. So momentum-wise, you feel like you're in this. You have a chance if you could go down and strike first.
The winner of the Patriots and the Colts is...
I'll say Luck plays better. The Colts keep it closer than the last matchups, but I'll still take New England at home.
I'm going to take New England 40-17. I don't think this game's close.
Ouch.
I really don't think this game is close.
I hope you're wrong.
If I told you that if this game is lopsided, I may turn my TV to golf at around 8 o'clock, what would your reaction be?
I wouldn't be surprised. It is teeing it up after all.
This is Teeing It Up, presents the NFL Sunday Sprint. That'd be a good Super Bowl. Pat Seahawks is a good Super Bowl.
Well, I picked it at the beginning of the playoffs, which isn't saying much, so I got to stick with that.
That's right. You did pick that at the beginning of the playoffs. Luke, thanks as always. We will see you in 2 weeks at the Super Bowl.
I look forward to it.
That is the NFL Sunday Sprint. For Luke Morrow, I'm Jeremy Schilling. Enjoy your championship Sunday. See you in 2 weeks.